Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Yee-haw.
Yahoo!
Freaking ha.
So the score is, hang on, I'm all tangled in my headphone cord. The score is,
oh boy, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing.
Bryce 4, Garner nothing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what we're talking about. Baby names.
So there were, in Alberta last year, there were 4 baby Bryces and 0 baby Garners.
I went through the list, I checked, and yeah, 4 Bryces, which is, I'm not going to lie, pretty sweet. But 0 Garners. There was a Garnet.
Yeah, it doesn't count. It's not the same thing.
That is as close as it got for you.
You don't garnet attention. No, you garner attention.
Yeah, the province of Alberta released their list of the most popular baby names from 2023.
And they're the exact same names.
And this is it. This has got to be a social, you know, this is a public service announcement for new parents to do something different. Because, but, like, Olivia's a fine name.
It is.
Fine name. Salt of the earth, Olivia's are.
Oh, yeah.
11 years in a row, it's been the most popular girl's name in the province. 11.
If you went to a mall food court and yelled, Olivia, you'd probably be crushed by a stampede of Olivias. There's that many of them out there now.
You would suffocate.
Yeah.
You would die. And the same thing with boys. Noah is the number one name. 5 years in a row for that one. But Noah and Liam have kind of been going back and forth for some time. And Liam was number 2.
Yeah, just duking it out at the top of the boys chart.
And so it always kind of, you know, there's nothing wrong with those names. No. Nothing at all. It's just like when you, because these lists have been coming out for a long time, and they always get a lot of attention. It's just, it always weirds me out that parents would go with the same names that everyone else is going with.
But are they looking, that's the part I don't understand. Like, are people just, they want to comply? They want to fall in line, and they don't want, like, is it, or do they honestly think, oh my God, I've got a great idea for a baby name. What? Olivia. Like, no, do they, are they not aware of the sea of Olivias?
Yeah. Are you aware how many there are?
Yeah.
It's just, we're like moths to a flame when it comes to trends, you know, it's like shiplap.
Yeah.
Olivia is the shiplap of names.
And Noah is the subway tile of names.
He is. Like, right? Good, classic.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Looks great. But once everyone started doing it, it became less impressive.
Yeah. What's the live edge name then?
That's Bryce.
Oh.
Sturdy, strong.
A little bit rugged.
Rough around the edges.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Shut up.
I always like when they show like the kind of more, we'll say, unique names.
Well, this is where you can also swing way too far in the other direction and ruin your child's life before they've even left the hospital.
Like, I saw somebody name their baby boy Dude.
That is not going to work out in the long run for your kid.
Like, I get it. It's funny in the moment to see in the little hospital is a little name card on the thing that says Dude. That's funny. But when it gets to be, I don't know, time for Dude's first job.
Yeah.
Or you know, a sweetie wants to bring her boyfriend home for the first time and dad's, what's the young man's name? Dude.
You're never going to hear, good morning from the flight deck. This is Captain Dude. You're not going to get hired as a commercial pilot.
We gathered today for the inauguration of Prime Minister Dude.
No.
It ain't going to happen.
Oh.
It's tough. And, you know, like, I don't know how you felt. Like, when I grew up, for a long time, I was jealous of everyone who had, like, you know, Stevens and Corey's.
So was I. Yeah, it's the same with me.
I was like, oh, that's. But then as I got older, I started to appreciate more that there weren't as many Bryces.
Yeah. So, and that doesn't mean you have to manufacture a new name. It's like, I always compare it to like when you're going to the grocery store and you're picking out a carton of milk, don't take the one right up front. Reach to the very back and get the milk at the back of the rack.
Yes.
You know?
And you can do that with, you know, some of those names that need a comeback.
Well, hey, are there any baby Lindas? No.
Nancy.
No, is there a baby Nancy? No. Is there a baby Harvey? No. There should be a baby Harvey.
Although, did Weinstein kill that name?
Oh, whew, yeah.
Maybe okay. We'll take a breather on Harvey, but I, your mind's in the right place.
Baby Philip.
Ooh, Philip.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Taylor, a guy we worked with, named his little boy Paul. When was the last time you heard of a Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Those are the type of names. They need a comeback. They need to come back around again. Olivia and Noah have had their moment in the sun.
Exactly. And again, Olivia, Noah, Liam, Emma, we love you. You're fantastic. You're good people. But we're just going to pause the name for a little bit.
And Shiplap too.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone. Forever.
I looked at the list. There were no baby lube cities.
Good.
This is my bouncing baby boy, Lube City.
This is lube.
That'd be tough. Yeah. Works great for a place where you get an oil change.
Oh, yeah.
Less great for a toddler.
Yeah, exactly. And there's 27 locations of Lube City in Alberta. You can probably find one next to where you're sitting right now if you go to lubecity.ca.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Dude, go to your room. You can't even say that seriously.
No, you can't.
Like, how do you ground a kid when their name is Dude?
I guarantee you the dude does not abide.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Quickly here, I want to talk about the guy. I just got off the phone with a guy, too, who, this is funny. I'd never really given this any thought, but he said, and he didn't want to say his name or anything, but he grounded his son. Because his son, I acted out at school or something. I don't know what happened, but the kid got grounded. And the kid's not upset about having to stay home for a week. The kid is more upset and embarrassed because he says nobody gets grounded anymore. Is that true?
Ooh.
Do kids not get grounded anymore?
I hope that's not true because getting grounded is a time-honored tradition.
It is.
Passed down generation to generation.
Do kids... Mine are past that age, but... Do kids still get grounded? I always feel like kids really, like they don't really go too far anymore. Like, what are you grounded from?
Like, it's, you know, when I would get grounded, you'd go to your room and there'd be nothing in the room.
No, but now you got
TVs and computers, iPads and
game
whatever.
Consoles.
Nintendo Switch is probably in there.
Let's discuss. Do kids get grounded? Also, maybe we can talk about the one time you got grounded. That'd be fun. Tell stories of why you got grounded.
Ooh, yeah, you get grounded now. Like, and do you take everything away? Do you cut cords?
Ooh.
Take away the PlayStation? Like, how does it work now?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Ooh, this is juicy. Garner, I am one of your coworkers. This came in on the text machine. I'm one of your coworkers. We currently have our 12-year-old grounded for the next 2 weeks. No technology, no going out with friends, but all the dog walking and cleaning they can handle. So people are still grounding their kids. Okay. That's what we were just discussing. You know, were you grounded when you were a kid? Are you grounding your own kids? A lot of people say they just take away the phones now. And, yeah, I can't imagine being a teenager now or a kid now. Going without... It'd be like being sent to the International Space Station with no communication with Earth. That's what that would feel like when you're 13 years old. This text came in. This person said, I read online, they said, don't take away their phone, but take away their charger so you can watch the fear in their eyes as the phone dies. That is ice cold.
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Wow!
I'm glad to hear that grounding is still a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's changed. The game has changed a bit. It revolves more around
taking
internet
away
access,
technology. Yeah.
Stuff like that. Phone access, laptop access. I did hear that one girl who said that she had her door taken
her
off.
Bedroom. So some friends of ours that we hang out with, they did that to one of their daughters. I had never heard of that before, and I thought, that's bloody spectacular.
I've heard of that a little bit. That never happened to me.
No, a teenager with no bedroom door?
No. I got a couple times, like, I had to write lines.
Oh.
Like, I will not do this again. And yeah. You have to write it out 1,000 times. I remember doing that.
I got this one the other day, too. When I was in grade 11, my mom let me drive her minivan to school one day. It was black and it was kind of dirty. At lunch, I drove me and about 7 friends to 7-Eleven. One of my friends drew a huge phallus.
Okay.
On the driver's side door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I don't know if it was some special kind of dirt and grit or if my friend used something to draw that giant bleep. But you could still make out that image for years after when the light shone just right. I got grounded for 1 month. Blame.
1 month?
Yes. Ooh. So I guess.
Does the friendship die with that?
I don't know. Blaine, what's the rest of that story? Did it ever come out? Because I guess, like, if there's dirt on the car, so you're scratching the giant pee-pee into the paint.
You could. You think it would wash off. Ooh. But I wonder if the friendship survives a month-long grounding.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's the Garner Andrews Show, the show that stars you wherever you may be listening, far and wide. Like Amy in Calgary, who listens every single day. Amy, hi.
Yeah. I have a fragile bone disease, and so I can't ride a regular bicycle, so my father had a tricycle made for me, like a mountain bike trike. And so me and my cousin, we were out horsing around one day on my trike, and we played, we called it drunk driver back in the day.
Oh my God.
We took my bike and turned it upside down on the road, and I would lay there and see how many cars we could get stopped.
What?
Yeah, it was terrible. My sister was spying on us and went home and told my mom. And I got grounded for the whole summer from my trike.
Because you were playing a game you called drunk driver. So you were pretending you got hit by a drunk driver, or...
I don't know.
Or you were the drunk driver. Or you were pretending to be a drunk driver.
Yeah, I think so. And I was like 12.
Oh my God, being grounded for the entire summer, that must have been brutal.
Well, it was, because I couldn't really walk that well because I was always broken, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't have my legs anymore. So that taught me a lesson. No more drunk driver.
Wow. Okay, well, this is, I think you are the clubhouse leader now because you got drunk, you got grounded for essentially 2 months, right?
Yeah.
That's the longest sentence we've heard so far.
Oh boy, it was rough.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Ooh, the bedroom door one keeps coming in. I had never heard about the bedroom door one until maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, and it seems to be predominantly teenage girls getting their doors. You know, I don't hear a lot of dudes who had their doors taken off. I don't know why. So sexist.
Well, if you took my bedroom door away right now, I'd be, I wouldn't sleep. I can't sleep with the bedroom door open. I just...
It's a fire hazard to not have a door.
When you close the bedroom door, you're preventing yourself from getting murdered in your sleep.
Maybe it's because teenage boys are gross, and they're like, ooh, if we take off this door, we'll have to see that gross teenage boy den in there.
Oh, God, I love this one. It's so... This is such a teenager thing. I got my bedroom door taken multiple times for trying to sneak my phone in my room overnight so I could talk to my friends late at night and watch YouTube videos. My bedtime was 9:30 p.m. I had to go plug my phone in my parents' bedroom. I tried the just the case method and I got my bedroom door taken. So this person, they...
Oh, I see.
And you actually thought your parents were going to fall for that? You just plugged in the OtterBox but took the phone with you? Oh, God, I love the way the teenage brain works.
See, that was prior to, like, I got all my groundings before cell phones were a thing.
Yeah, me too.
It was definitely simpler back then. You just got sent to your room and...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was nothing to do. It was like a jail cell in there.
Oh, I never had anything good in my room.
No.
There was nothing there might have been some books, but who's going to read a book? Ugh. This one, too, I have questions. In grade 9, I built a sod hut and I slept in it every night for about a year and a half. One time in high school, I got caught drinking in it, so my parents banned me from ever stepping foot in it for a month. It worked after that because I was much more careful with my underage drinking. Okay.
That one's all over the map.
I know.
I don't know what, I'm more intrigued by the sod hut.
Or the drinking in these.
Drinking in a hut.
Can you imagine now, like if some kid in Terwilliger built a sod hut in his or her backyard and lived out there for a year and a half, social services would come and take you away from your family, right?
That's a commitment to a hut. A year and a half? I would have lost interest after one night.
Yeah, the minute the temperature dropped below about +8, I'd be done.
The minute I woke up with a centipede on my face, I'd be like, you know what? I'm good. I'm out.
You're listening to The Garner Andrew Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
My name's Garner. That's Bryce. We've been discussing on the show, you know, do kids still get grounded? How do you punish your kids? How were you punished as a kid? Bryce, do you remember a good old-fashioned... a spanking?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Spanking was still a thing. I got the wooden spoon once or twice. Yeah. I didn't get it a ton.
Yeah, it hurt like hell.
Oh, yeah. You got the job done all right. I remember writing lines a lot. That's what I remember.
Like sitting at the kitchen table?
Yeah.
Like Bart Simpson?
Like, I will not...
fill in the blank.
Play in mud again.
Yeah. Somebody said, I got charged 25 cents off my allowance if I left a room with the lights on. To this day, I shut off every light.
That's I kind of like one. That one, actually.
I like the deduction from the allowance.
We could do that around here, I think.
I think you and I probably spend the better part of our day just going into rooms and turning off lights where there are no people.
Turning off lights, closing blinds,
yes.
Restarting computers. Like, we just start finding people. I kind of like that one.
Would that be passive aggressive? Just slide our coworkers a bill every month?
Yeah.
Here's what you owe.
Here are your fines.
Somebody said you ground children these days by taking away their Fortnite subscription or Minecraft or whatever it is they're into. Probably works, I would guess.
Yeah, it seems to be the trend.
Here's another person that got their bedroom door taken away. I had never heard of that one until a few years. It never happened to me. We never did it in our house, but this is a good one. I also had my door taken off. I was smoking in my room.
Ooh.
You really think that nobody can tell you're smoking in your room?
Bad to the bone.
But my groundings were different. My mom bought a cross-stitch kit and said I couldn't see my friends until I finished it.
Oh, wow.
One grounding, my dad sat me down at a typewriter. Yes, I'm that old. And I had to finish a bunch of typing lessons. Or I'd have to learn a song on the piano. I now type super fast and I love crafts, but I hate piano. There you go. It's productive.
I find it interesting they love crafts. You would think that after being used as a punishment that...
you would hate them.
You would hate them.
Yeah.
It's the Garner Andrew Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
When you were a kid, what was... did you get grounded? Did you get your electronics taken? There were no electronics when I was a kid. Everything was just made of dirt and tears.
You know, I had like a Super Nintendo and stuff like that. So
did you ever get that taken away?
It would be devastating. Yeah, if you got grounded or you just sent to your room and I didn't have it in my room.
Ooh.
So that was a huge bummer.
Yeah, it was just you and books.
That's why I just color within the lines now.
Yeah.
I don't stray outside the lines.
I don't know who this person is, but it says, I'm 47 years old. My punishments were spanking, rarely. Mostly kneeling in the bathtub for 30 minutes. Try it. It sucks.
Kneeling in a bathtub? That's insane. That sounds like something they do at Guantanamo Bay.
I know. Let me ask this question. Is it possible to call child welfare services retroactively and at 47 years old, have you taken away from your parents? Like as a symbolic thing? Man, that sounds brutal.
Kneeling on a bathtub.
Can you imagine if you were a teacher these days and one of your kids came in and said, my knees hurt. My mom made me kneel in the bathtub for 30 minutes. There would be some phone calls.
You'd be the lead story on the 6 o'clock news.
I know. That's crazy. Well, I hope you're okay. I hope you and your mom are fine.
Hope your kneecap survived.
Ooh.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
What was your punishment when you were a kid? This person said, I was grounded a lot when I was a kid, usually for being late. But lipping off my parents meant standing at attention with books on my head if they fell off. More time. Ooh, how about you? Go ahead, Sonic. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. I've talked about a story about being grounded.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I got caught skipping school like majority of us teens did when we were younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my punishment was my biggest punishment, my dad would pick me up and take me to school. That was... I didn't get to free willingly take the bus or walk to school. My dad would like, no, I'm driving you to school and I'm picking you up. And that was my punishment.
And he'd drop you off like right out front.
Right out. But it didn't help the fact that I still skipped school in between.
Wow. Why were we so embarrassed of having parents when we were teenagers?
I don't know. It's different now. My kids are fine with me dropping them off. They're like, I would love. They love that I dropped them off. So they don't have to take the ETS.
Oh, you know what we should do is we should talk about being embarrassed by your parents too.
Because yes, I was very embarrassed.
Somebody texted and said, my dad is an engineer. My mom is a realtor. They both do very well. We always had money and lived in a good neighborhood. But on weekends, my dad would ride his bike and pick bottles and cans. I was mortified whenever my friends would see him.
Oh, my goodness. My dad was pretty much like that. We weren't Italian, but he had that Italian mafia look to him. So none of my friends came over because they were all scared of him. I was like, ah.
That's actually an ingenious plan. Like your dad, what, he'd just put on the matching tracksuit, the big gold chain, and...
He just had that stone-cold look, like, you mess with me, and, you know, maybe you won't come home tomorrow.
Yeah, he just didn't want you and your annoying friends in his house.
Yeah, pretty much. No, that's exactly what he didn't want. He didn't want me and my annoying friends there. He always said that. I'm like, no, they're not coming over. I'm like, what?
Hey, what's your first name?
It's Alex.
Okay, Alex, thank you. Thank you for being out there. What was it about being a teenager? And then you'd see your parents out in public when you were out with your friends? And you'd be like, oh, gross. What, did you think that all your friends thought that you were just a 13-year-old without parents, that you lived in this nice house all alone? Is that what you... Because I was kind of that way. And my parents are good people. But you just go through that phase where they're just so embarrassing.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody said, I've got a good embarrassing parent story for you. Well, it almost borderlines on horrifying and traumatizing, especially for my younger sister. There's a 15-year difference between her and I, her being the younger sister. One day she called me absolutely hysterical, bawling, freaking out. I could barely understand what she was saying. She said she went to see my mom in her bedroom and my dad was on top of her. And then they jumped up and my mom said dad was looking for his contact or something. And she was just absolutely terrified. I couldn't make out much else. I can't even remember how old she would have been at the time. My mom later called me, also in hysterics, but laughing hysterics, and said, it's now become this big joke. Many years later, looking for my contact is what you say anytime you're referencing, well, you know what. Yeah, that is, it is hilarious, but also traumatizing. I agree with you.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm, mystery candy.